B-Pod Studios.
Here's what a good day for Zappi would be. Two touchdowns, no turnovers, and they win.
Yeah, I just would, like, I think...
I mean, I think that'd be a great day.
But I think a lot of people think he lit it up Sunday.
Right.
Like, based on the people that I'm talking to and hearing from, people that... I've been astounded by this. I said this to Tony off the air, Mike, when during the break. How many people are ready to, after 20 games, to say, Mac Jones can't play? He's not the answer. This guy's the future. He's the future. We got to go to him. And you guys know, I like Mac Jones. I think he's good. I don't think he's great.
And I think that's how most people feel, too. So they want something better.
The people I've heard from this week think Mac Jones sucks. They listen to Tony. He sucks. And I just don't really understand that. I don't understand what you saw from Mac Jones against Baltimore in that game against Baltimore, and then watch Bailey Zappi play Sunday and thought that those two guys were playing the same sport.
It was the whining and crying at the end.
Because Bailey Zappi looked like Paul Perillo in 1985 playing for Everett High School with the power eye, just handing the ball off every play. I could do that, Tony. He asked me to throw. I couldn't do that too much.
Okay, so.
Forget about run.
I'm not sure you can hand it off either.
Play it out. We're not talking about Zappi lighting it up. They win. He gets a couple touchdowns, and he doesn't turn it over, and now he does that for a couple of weeks. And let's just play it out.
That's different.
Okay, so
much better than he played Sunday, then.
Yes, right. Okay, well, but, I mean, right, he turned it over, and he only had one touchdown. So he's got to – so if he doesn't turn it over, if they get into the end zone and they win games, and they do that four straight weeks.
Yeah, that's different. And I brought that up to you guys last week with Hoyer.
What do you think Bill does there?
I think he – he's playing really well, I think he rides the hot streak for a while and makes sure that Mac Jones is completely healthy.
Agreed.
And sees some signs that Zappi's struggling with stuff. But the coaches also know what's going on. They know, like, they break down our performance much. I think the coaches would have a different, like, analytical breakdown of what Bailey Zappi did Sunday than most of the fans have. The fans just look at it and say, we're 24-24 at overtime with the Packers. This is unbelievable. I would agree. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect when Hoyer went down, I thought there was a chance they could turn it over four or five times. They turned it over once, and it really wasn't even his fault. You know, he held the ball a little too long on that play, but, you know, he got lit up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.